My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. So I said I wanted to take some phone calls, and our YouTube live chat poll for today is, should Trump debate again, yes or no? And we also want to know your thoughts on the debate. So we've got a full board of phones here, and if you want to join us, 314-241-9797, we are going to take these phone calls, and then we're going to get to the Trump press conference here in a little bit, so you won't miss any of that. Let's start with Jan. Jan, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the debate and whether or not you think the former president should debate again.
Hi, first time caller here.
Thank you.
Just a couple of quick things. The debate I was not impressed with at all. I would like to see a town hall with actual people asking the questions, and then the person asking the question asks, after they do that and they provide their answer, did they answer your question?
Oh, I like that. I think that would be good for both sides, because I thought that Donald Trump, he got really, I don't know if he got sidetracked. I mean, he's choosing what he wants to address, but there were questions he didn't get to because he was busy fact-checking Kamala Harris, because they weren't fact-checking Kamala Harris. And then important questions or important opportunities that he should have met, he didn't. And I don't really feel like Kamala Harris answered much anything either. So asking a regular voter, did they answer your question? That's a really interesting wrinkle to it. I like that, Jan.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you. That's a really interesting thought. Let's get to Mike. Oops. Nope. Did the wrong one. Michael, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you reaching out to us. Your thoughts on the debate and if Donald Trump should debate again.
So I thought the debate was awesome. I thought that Kamala Harris, she proved Donald Trump and a lot of Republicans wrong. We were calling her stupid and unintelligent. I thought that she was effective. And now that she's done that, they're turning around and trying to want to, you know, bait and switch that as if she really wasn't. And it doesn't.
As if she really
Donald
wasn't
Trump.
What?
That she wasn't effective. That every, you know, it doesn't do him a service to debate her again, being honest. He didn't do a good job. He exposed himself. And if everyone remember when...
What did he expose about himself?
His inability to stay focused and on topic. His inability to remain poised and not get emotional.
Do you feel like Kamala Harris stayed on topic and answered the question she was asked?
She did avoid some questions. But overall, she stayed on the offensive. She set out to do what she set out to do, which was to maintain strength, be effective and articulative to the points that she was trying to do.
What do you think? Kamala Harris's? I mean, I think that we would both agree that both candidates missed the opportunity to answer some questions that were asked. I would totally agree with that. What do you think Kamala Harris's goal going into the debate was to do?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
What was Kamala Harris's plan? You feel like it seems like you think that Kamala Harris executed her plan. She came up. She had a strategy. She executed it. What do you think her strategy was?
To get her message out, to prove everyone wrong, that she wasn't articulative on Fox News and on majority of all of the political media that were calling her stupid and that she couldn't hold a sentence.
Well, just Michael, just as a point, I just want to interject that I have never called her stupid here. And I've actually said that you don't get to become the vice president by being stupid. So I just want to make sure that if you're saying that, it's not about this show.
No, but Trump has. Trump has and his counterparts on Fox News has. And they create the narrative as if the vice president is unintelligent. And that was one of the, honestly, if Trump loses, the reason why he's going to lose is because of the hate, the negativity, and the name calling. We're tired of it. We don't want that from our leader. I remember, and as of everyone else, when people was asking Trump to stop tweeting, right? And when she says turn the page and turn the book, honestly, that is what we want. It wasn't effective. It's not a good representation.
So, Michael, when you're saying that Kamala Harris's point when she came on was to prove specifically Trump wrong and to prove that she's articulate and that she's smart, what did she do to effectively make that case to the American people?
By letting him expose himself. Over him overreaching.
Can you answer that question without talking about Trump? What did Kamala do to prove that? I mean, let's say Kamala Harris wins the election. She can't spend the next 4 years proving she belongs there by showing up if she were to show up to an actual microphone or a camera. She can't prove that she belongs there by talking about Trump once she gets to point at the scoreboard and say she won.
You're correct. So I would say she does that by... Her message as far as the $25,000, the $6,000.
She didn't say how she was going to do that. She said she wants to give out money, but she didn't say how she's going to do that. She didn't give a plan.
Well, that's true. She didn't get into details. Neither candidate did. But she at least spoke on that.
Donald Trump has been the president, and his plan is to do many of the things that he's already done, and he spelled that out pretty clearly. And Kamala Harris is the vice president, and there are a lot of these things that Kamala Harris could do now under Joe Biden. I mean, her policies on her website are in large part literal copy and paste from policies from Joe Biden. So if her policies are to make things better, but it's more of the same, you can't have it both ways.
So when
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Donald Trump says that he doesn't have a plan, but he's...
He didn't say he doesn't have a plan.
What did he say? He said that he had...
You're talking about the health care?
Yes.
He said that until someone brings him a plan that is better.
A concept of mm-hmm. a plan.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so he has 10 years to talk. He's been talking about getting rid of Obamacare before he ran, and he wants to get rid of it, but he still doesn't have a plan. He has a concept.
But what he's saying, Michael, what he's saying is he doesn't want to break it. Like, Barack Obama wanted to fix health care, and I think in 2008, people on both sides of the aisle thought that the issue needed to be fixed. And what Barack Obama did was take an issue that needed to be fixed and, in his solution, make it worse. Donald Trump was saying on that particular issue, he's not going to implement something that's going to do what Barack Obama did, which is take a problem that truthfully exists in a bipartisan way and try to fix it to make it worse. And you know, if you want to have the healthcare point on your side of the aisle here, I'll give it to you. That's fine. But there on the southern border, on our safety and security, on crime, on the
southern border, they had a bipartisan deal.
It's not a Michael. That is false. That is fake. That is not the bipartisan plan that was put together by the senator, I believe, from Oklahoma, who put it together. Mm-hmm. He backed out of it on his own. The Republicans. It did not have a lot of Republican support. They actually listened to the American people and pulled back from that. And Donald Trump came and voiced what the American people were saying, which is, we don't need, listen to Kamala Harris's words, flooding the southern border with more agents. They are going to streamline the process of getting people into the country. Kamala Harris is not talking about stopping people from coming to the country ever. And that's the problem.
1,500 more agents on the border. Doesn't help.
No, it doesn't, Michael. Not at all. And I've been to the southern border. I've talked to Border Patrol. I've talked to Homeland Security face-to-face in McAllen, Texas. I've been there. They are paper pushers. They've been made to be paper pushers. They don't need more people who are way overqualified to be doing paperwork to make it smoother for people to come into the country. And that was what they proposed.
I thought that these would be agents in the field. But
they are
the
agents
thing,
in the field. They're agents that are being made to be paper pushers to get people into the country. That was the plan.
Good.
No, it's terrible. And I mean, like,
that's not good.
That's the disingenuous nature of this bipartisan bill. The whole talking point comes down to, hey, Republicans help make this case, and they want to pin it all on Donald Trump. But nobody is paying attention to the details.
So let me give this to you, right? In order for us to solve problems, we have to work together on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
And I think that one of the things that needs to change is the whole environment of it's Republicans versus Democrats. We both, and as Americans, we both want this issue solved. But it seems that with Donald Trump and the people on his side are so divisive towards Democrats and liberals that it will never get solved. And that's not what we want. At least we have Democrats who are willing to work with Republicans to try to solve problems. Now, will we agree on everything?
But in this issue, Michael, the problem that we're solving isn't that Democrats and Republicans can't get along. It's that they don't agree on what needs to be fixed at the border, which is absolutely evident in the bipartisan bill that Republicans walked away with, because the solution to the southern border that was proposed by Democrats was to make it easier and more streamlined for people to come in to get legal status in the country quicker than it was before. They were saying, you come here and we'll catch up with you in a year or two. Like 95% of those people don't show up for their court date. Now they were trying to make it just a second.
Okay.
They were trying. That's the way the system was working right now. And the people who are supposed to be protecting our southern border are now made to be paper pushing processors to get those people into the country. I was in Catholic Charities. They basically said, Brad was there with me. They basically said that their job is to figure out a place to put them in the country. It's outrageous what we're doing.
So please believe that inside the Democrat Party, the same way that the Democrats spoke up about Joe Biden and said that we didn't want him, he was ineffective, please believe that Democrats are not in alignment with that either.
I believe that, but Democrats didn't stand up on that issue until they realized he was not going to win this election.
It was the fact that it wasn't just the fact of him not winning the election. It was the fact of his inability to articulate our point of view and him really looking sick and ill. But what
that
I'm saying
that didn't just happen
is
in July.
What I'm saying is that we are holding our party accountable. And the fact that what you said about illegal immigrants coming in and getting benefits that American citizens don't, we're not with that. We're not in agreement.
But Kamala Harris, your nominee is Michael. I have to go. We've been 10 minutes and I got six people waiting on board. No, I love it when you call in, and I love that you listen, and I love these conversations because you're very kind and respectful, and I enjoy them. But I'm telling you right now, your nominee stands for things that you're saying you don't. And the Democrats should have had a primary so that the Democrats could pick a candidate that actually represented the people in their party.
Well, I think that my nominee is a person who that will listen and engage what we want versus what Donald Trump is and the people who are in his ear. And I think that that's the big difference between our candidates. When he's been in office those 8 years, there were different turmoils and episodes that everyone agreed with and was worried about. But with Kamala Harris, we at least stand a chance of someone who we have access to and will listen to us and do our bidding as American citizens. And that's the difference.
Michael, thank you for calling. I love you. Appreciate you. And call back
love
again next time.
Love you too.
I appreciate you. The thing I'll say to that, when it comes to Donald Trump listening to people versus Kamala Harris listening to people, the policy that Kamala Harris loves so much of Donald Trump's, no tax on tips, Donald Trump got from a waitress in Nevada. He listened to her and he said, I think that's a great idea. I don't know how more granular and grassroots it gets than that. Donald Trump absolutely listens to the American people. And my opinion is that those who are grown from the swamp, who become swamp creatures and spend five decades in federal government, they don't understand the people. And when Kamala Harris goes on a debate stage and starts talking about giving out $25,000, $50,000 to people so they can buy a home, when people who work their asses off in the United States of America right now can't afford groceries, that's a bit offensive. That's not listening to the people. That's pandering to the stupid people who want to hear that and just immediately go, free money. I say this all the time. We're not as stupid as they need us to be. Tim, John, Wayne, Linda, Jeff, don't go away. I wanted to take that call from Michael. I appreciated that he called in and was willing to challenge us. But you guys are next, and we're going to breeze through those when we come back. We've got a Donald Trump press conference we're going to dip into in the 1 o'clock hour. So don't go away. Pack Show and the Annie Fry Show today. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Leave your comments there as well if you don't want to call in. Should Trump debate again? Let us know. We'll be right back.
The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.